Dis 9:32, jy kers met my, Michelle, by KC at Work, en vir oggend op die lyn saam met my, het ek vir Marlene Leroux. Good morning, Marlene, how are you doing?
Good morning, I'm doing well. It's Women's Month, and it's also about how do we look at the world through the eyes of women.
Yes, and tomorrow is Women's Day. It's August, it's Women's Month, and it's an honor to have you on the line this morning. So, Marlene, I want to know, gender-based violence, what is your opinion?
I think most important is that our theme for this year is peace in action, women leading the way towards unity and healing. But gender-based violence, it's about behavioral changes that we need to look at. We live in a very patriarchal society. And you will ask me, how can we make that change? That change starts with us. It's in our households. It is about how do we raise our young boys and to be respectful, to have dignity, and also about how to treat women. And also for us, as in our household, when we see the signs of controlling and how we look at our cultural and our cultural practices, we sometimes even in the church environment, we in the religion environment, it's about how do we look at all these practices and look at positivity in that particular and negative culture and negative religion that still surround women where we need to bow in front. That is negative cultural behavior and religion behavior. So it's important that we need to take charge of the things that we can make a change of.
Now, the Artscape Women Humanity Festival. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It is a festival that we work on 365 days. We work with NGOs in our communities, and then together we will curate the festival. We've started already. Last year we had a Step Up for Change, which was about pledging. We ask society to come to Artscape, sign a pledge, and tomorrow we will then hand that over to the Premier at Artscape at 10 o'clock. And this Step Up for Change was to look at behavioral changes. And we had various talks with interfaith communities. We had various talks via the NGOs to look at the changes that we need to make in our society. It's up to us to make that changes. It's not up to government to do those particular changes. There was a particular report on the 28th of November last year, 2024, that was presented to the Human Science Resources to the Ministry of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. At the moment, that particular report is shelved. But it was done through 9 provinces, and the stats was glaring, because 33.1% of women in this particular country was already introduced to violence, subjected to violence. 7 million of that women that was subjected to sexual violence. So we ask ourselves, where did it start? How can we take back, because we are busy in a pandemic? So hence, 700,000 already have signed the petition, have written on our board, and these scrolls we're going to hand over tomorrow. We also having today a 1,000 women event. It's a powerful gathering of celebrating women's progress in combating gender-based violence. So we will have speakers and uniting to shape future solutions. So tomorrow, on Women's Day, the 9th of August, we have a full program. We looking at our Cape Town Interfaith Initiative to look at faith-based organizations and churches. How, because we are powerful with our interfaith, how can we make a positive contribution? We also have a peace wire woman dressed as a peace messenger, and we're going to have NGOs from all over the Western Cape coming to Artscape. We're also having a documentary that is actually showing how women in the rural areas, especially the West Coast, where they display how they have been struggling for economic empowerment, but also how they've taken back their power, how they have interaction with the mines in that particular area to say, no, shut down the mines because it has an effect on our environment. And otherwise, we won't be able to have fruit gardens, vegetable gardens, and to feed our children. And also, most important, is an exhibition of them as well. We will also have men's groups that's going to speak tomorrow. We will have various entertainment. We have Tandi Swartboy that's going to entertain us, because women taking charge of music. We have Ernestine Stierman, and we have various stalls. But we're also going to talk about cancer. We're also going to have the Cancer Alliance doing free screenings for women at ArtsCap, because it's important to know your status. Mm-hmm. It's important. For instance, cervical cancer, if it's been diagnosed very early, you don't need to die of cervical cancer. So that is our highlights that I would like to state. And then we have our icons that's going to be there, Judge Albie Sachs, who's our first author of our South African Constitution. Virginia Davis is Associate Professor of Singing, and her singers are all over the world. We have Tembi Machali Jones, one of South Africa's most acclaimed actors. We have Sue Williamson, South African creative, whole looking at visual arts and activism. And then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to have Women in Jazz. And I want to say, if you miss the 9th, you still have the opportunity to be part of the weekend on the 10th, which is Sunday at 3 o'clock. And one of our wonderful women and choirs in unison, that is at 3 o'clock. And wow, we're going to sing, and there's going to be choirs from all over. There's going to be a choir from Wellington, and Paul also going to sing under the leadership of Rita. So come and support your area, and we're going to have 1,000 voices on that particular stage, in the opera stage. So don't sit on the fence. Please be part of our choral and our entire Women's Festival. Visit artscape.co.za.
Madeline, I'm quickly going to play that voice clip, so let's listen to that.
Ek is Marlene de Roo. Dit is Vrouwe Maand, waar tydens ons die uitmuntende vrouwe van 1956 herdenk en vier. Maar ek staan in 2025 vir alle vrouwe om met deernis, respek en met omgee behandel te word. Ek, Marlene de Roo, staan vir geslagsgelykheid op alle vlakke. Menslikheid is wat ek vra vir 2025.
I am Marlene de Roo of ArtsCap Theatre Centre. This Women's Day, 9th of August, we call South Africa to action. The ArtsCap Women's Humanity Festival, now in its 19th year, stands boldly under the theme Peace in Action, Working Together. Gender-based violence remains a national crisis. But let us not forget, our world is that of the arts. And as arts practitioners, we must remember the arts is a powerful medium to be the force to change stereotyping, to enhance humanity as it transcends culture, religion, and language. Judge Albie Sachs will open the day's powerful program, from theater performances, women in jazz, to health screenings. Every moment is designed to uplift, heal, and unite. We invite you all to join us, women, men, youth, rural and urban, because stopping gender-based violence begins with each of us. Let us walk for peace, not just in words, but in action. But let the arts lead the way. Visit artscape.co.za for full details, because peace is action.
Marlene, thank you very, very much for your time this morning. It was an honor to have you on the line with us, and all of the best for the weekend.
thank you. The festival invites all of your listeners. Peace in action. Peace is work. Peace is listening. Be part of making a change.
Thank you, Marlene. Bye. You must have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Daar was Marlene Leroux. Gaan luister gerus na die podcast wat ons ook gaan laai op ons webtuiste. En soos hy genoem het, vandag en môre by die Artscape gaan kyk wat hulle daar doen vir die vroue. Hier is Kyle Dutch met All Night.